Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Tes Zayin. We're actually at the last word of Tes Vavam Beis Desanya. We're discussing the Tumah pertaining to liquids. It appears that Tumas Mashkin is a much lower level than Tumas Oichlin. As opposed to food, which can become Tumah Min HaTorah, can transmit Tumah to others Min HaTorah, when it comes to Mashkin, it's different. We have a four-way machlokes regarding the extent of Tumah applied to Mashkin. It appears that Mashkin is a lower level entity than food. It's secondary to food. It's tuffle to food. It's not considered its own distinct entity as food is. And as a result, the Tumah pertaining to Mashkin doesn't have the same severity as it does when it comes to food items. Desanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Suffolk Mashkin. If you have a Suffolk regarding Tumah concerning Mashkin, Litame, so if the Suffolk involves the question whether the Mashkin themselves became Tame, that's the Suffolk, Tame. Then we say it's Tame because the ability for Mashkin to receive Tumah is Minatur. So that's a Suffolk D'oraisa, we go to Chumra. Litame Acherim, but if it involves the question whether the Mashkin transmitted Tumah to other things, that is not Min HaTorah, that is only Min Derabbanan, because Min HaTorah, this Shita holds, Mashkin cannot transmit Tumah to other things. And therefore, when there's a Suffolk involving that question, did the Mashkin give over Tumah to something else? Tor, the conclusion is that it's Tor because it's a Suffolk involving a Din Derabbanan, Divi Rabbi Meir. So Rameh holds that Mashkin receive a Tumah Min HaTorah, but cannot transmit Tumah to others Min HaTorah, it's only Midrabbanan. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, from the top of the Amid. It says, Rashi, Suffolk Mashkin Litame is Tame, Litame Achirim is Torah. Explains Rashi, Kishneilat Suffolk B'Mashkin. When a Suffolk was generated regarding the Mashkin, Betchlas Tumasai, regarding the initial Tumah, meaning did the Mashkin become Tame, so you have a fellow whose tummy extended his foot towards Mashkin, which was tar. Suffolk noga, suffolk noga. There's a suffolk whether or not he touched. Zeu suffolk Mashkin li tummy. That is a suffolk regarding the question whether the Mashkin received tumah. Shenoli suffolk tumah. Tummy. So now, what is the halacha of this suffolk tumah? It's tummy min ha-suffolk. Why? The ability for Mashkin to mekabel Tumah is Minatorah. And the Pasuk continues, B'chol kli yitma. So the Pasuk is clearly telling us that Mashkin, which is drunk in a kli, can become Tumah, yitma, can become Tumah. So regarding its own reception of Tumah, it's a Doraisa. Hilkach havi lo yisveke Doraisa uluchomra. So since it's a Suffolk involving a din d'oraisa, we go to Chumrah. That's regarding reception. Regarding transmission, that's an entirely different story. Suffolk Mashke litame acherim. If the Suffolk involves the question whether the Mashke was mitame somebody else, keep going. Ha'isam makal b'yada, Yabrosha Mashke, he's holding a stick, which is tipped with liquid, Mashke t'meim. V'zorkel ben a kikris, and he tossed the stick over to the loaves of bread. Who was tar. Now the question is Suffolk Noga. Suffolk Lay Noga. Whether or not the Mashkin touched the Kikris. Zeu Suffolk Mashkin Litame Achirim. This is a Suffolk involving something else. Did it transmit to something else? Kachishnu Sechas Taris. This is the Mishnah Sechas Taris. What's the halacha there? Tar Oysana Kikris Tahir Hussein. Those breads remain tar. The Kasavar Mashkin Litame Achirim Midrabbananu. The ability for Mashkin to transmit Tumah is only midrabbanan v'loy midoraisa. So it's a suffix involving the rabbanan. You go l'kula. V'loy dorish yitma d'chsiv gavei Mashkin v'loshin yitama. Rav Meir says, the pasuk which says v'chol Mashke asher yishasa b'chol kli yitma means yitma. The Mashkin themselves receive Tumah min HaTorah, but not yitame. We don't apply a drasha that yitma means yitame kimi mitame others, as some other sheet as well. He doesn't do that. Therefore, Hilkach havi le sveka d'rabbanan l'kula. So regarding transmission of Tumah, it's only d'rabbanan, because it's not sourced in the pasuk. the girsa achisa. This is the girsa safek mashke li tamei. Regarding its own reception of tumah, the safek is tamei because the raisa le tamei achirim tar. Regarding transmission, it's only the rabbanon, and therefore when there's a safek involved, it's tar. So again, this is shitas Rav Meir. Its own reception is mehatora, transmission is midrabbanon. Says the Gemara, again on top line, Safek mashkin li tamei tamei li tamei achirim tara divir Rav Meir. V'chein haya Rabbi Elazar oy mekedvar. So Rabbi Elazar concurred with Rav Meir that receiving tumah is mehatora, transmitting is midrabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda oymer la koila tamei. He holds that even regarding bima tamei, liquids have the ability to transmit to others, whether it's to food, whether it's to kelim, la koil tamei. It's min ha-Torah. So if there's a suffix, you say it's tamei. A third shita, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrin, it depends. La oichlin tameim. If the suffix involves the mashkim tameim, bima tamei oichlin, then the suffix is tamei because Minatura has the ability to transmit tumah to food stuff. Lekelim Torah, however, if it involves kelim, then the Torah, because according to this shita, we split. Reception is Minatura. Transmission to oichlim is Minatura. To kelim, it's only midrabanan. So at this point, we have three shitas regarding tumas mashke. We have Rav Meir says, reception, la'atzman, the mashkim, receiving tumah is Minatura. Transmitting it to others is only midrabanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, in both directions it's min ha-Torah. According to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, receiving tumah is min ha-Torah. Imparting tumah to something else, well, depends. If it's oichlem, min ha-Torah. If it's fukelim, it's only midrabanan. V'savar Rabbi Elazar, mashkin islu tumah ba'olam? Is that so that Rabbi Elazar holds? Rabbi Elazar was the one who concurred with Rabbi Meir. Does he really hold that mashkin have any connection to tumah? Even they themselves can become tamei. V'atani when learned in a bright Rav Elazar Omer ain the tumah l'mashkin kol ikar. You meant to know that mashkin are totally free of tumah. Teida, I'll even prove it to you. Shari aid Yosef ben Yoy as a ish trader. So this person testified two things. Number one, al ayil kamtza dochin. Ayil kamtza, a certain type of grasshopper, that it's tar, it's mutar b'achila. Number two, he said val mashkin base mitbachaya dochin, that the liquids found in the mace mitbachaya. That was a place in the Azorah where they would rinse and dissect the karbonis. So any mashkin, any blood, any water found there was tar, because the Chachamim concerned about hefsed kachim, that the tumah might invalidate the karbonis. So they suspended the tumah in the base of mitbachaya in the Azorah. So what does this prove to us? Rav Elazar says, I'll prove to you that mashkin cannot become tumah. Mashkin don't have tumah, because we have this testimony from Yosef and Yezri's trader regarding the grasshopper and regarding the liquids in the Azorah, which are tar. Let's see Rashi. So with the Rashi lines widen, so three lines above that, Rashi begins, Rav Elazar Omer, ein tumah l'mashkin, min ha-Torah, of course we're speaking about min ha-Torah, because in the Rabbanan, the mashkin have tumah. He's speaking about min ha-Torah has no tumah at all. Kol ikar, afilu tumas atzman. Even regarding themselves, they cannot even be mekabel tumah. Oh, what happened to that pasuk that we cited earlier? It says Rashi, v'haikol mashke asher yishasem mukul el kamad. The Gemara soon will apply that pasuk in hechsher b'shmaiten. The Gemara soon will say that it's not describing tumah of mashkin. Rather, the pasuk is saying that food which became moist, which became wet through this mashkin of the kli, has now become hukshel kavo tumah, and since it's susceptible to tumah, yitma, the food can become tumah, but the mashkin themselves cannot become tumah. We'll see soon in the Gemara. See, has another interpretation, another application to this pasuk. So it's actually a false shita, right? He holds that mashkin cannot even be makabo tumah, let alone transmit tumah. So Rashi continues, Teida, I'll prove to you, the ein lohem tumah min ha-Torah kol ikar, afilu tumas atzm, that the mashkin have no connection to the concept of tumah, even regarding receiving tumah. Sharei heid Yosef ben Yezer al ayil kamtza dochen, because Yosef ben Yezer testified regarding this grasshopper min chagav shmoy ayil kamtza, grasshopper whose name was ayil kamtza dochen. Shutar, because Shlachili made it. The second thing he told us is Va'al Mashka base mitbachaya dochen. Al Mashkin shall base mitbachayim shabazor. The liquids found in that era in that Zorak, you go in Adam, Va'amayim, Shem dochen. The Torah, She'enon mekablin tumma. Chacham suspended the aloha of tumma regarding the Mashkin and the Azor. So what does that prove to us? It can't be mena Torah. Apparently, the ability for the Mashkin to become tumma is only the Rabbana, and they suspended it in the base of Mikdash. Alma tumas mashka durabonon. Apparently, the concept of tumah regarding mashkim is only durabonon. But behind like Gozrin, when it came to these mashkim in the Azora, they suspended their gzeira mishum efsed kachim. The idoiraisa, because should this halacha be a doiraisa halacha, hechim matzur rabonon l'tarin, how do the rabonon have the power to suspend, to remove this halacha? So Rabbi Lezer cites this. Eidos, this testimony from Yosef ben Yezer regarding the Mashkin in the Azor to prove his point that the entire concept of Tumah regarding Mashkin, whether to transmit, even to receive, is only Midrabbana, and they suspended this halacha in the Beis HaMikdash. So now we have a kasha, because it doesn't seem to be consistent with Rabbi Lezer, who he quoted in the earlier Braisa as concurring with Rabbi Meir Shita, which was that although Mashkin can't transmit Minat Torah, but they themselves can become Tamei Minat Torah. Right up on the second line, we had V'chein Hayir Rabbi Lezer Oymek Hedvara. He concurred with Rabbi Meir's Shita. Here he's saying that there's no Tumah at all Minat Torah. Continues the Gemara. Okay, Hanich L'Shmuel. It can work well according to Shita Shmuel de Amar Dochein Mletame Tumas Achir. Shmuel says that when Yosef ben Yezer, his trader, spoke about the Mashkin based mit Bochai being Tor, he meant that it's Tor from transmitting Tumah. Because that's Medar Bonan, that was suspended in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Tumas Atzmon Yeshlan. But certainly their own Tumah, the ability to receive Tumah, they still have. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's Medar Tor. So Shmuel interpreted the Halacha only as pertaining to transmission, but not to receiving Shaper. So that will work. Because that's consistent with Rabbi Lezer earlier in the Braisa, who followed Rabbi Meir, who says that regarding transmission, it's only Darbon, but reception is in the Braisa. So there's no contradiction. Elo l'Rav de Amar, Dochin Mamish. However, according to Rab, who says that when Yosef ben Yezer spoke about the Mashkin and the Azor being Tor, he meant absolutely Tor. Dochin Mamish. It can't transmit, it can't receive, which indicates that on both accounts, it's only Darbon. And if Rabbi Lezer is quoting this halacha and proving his point from there, that indicates that he holds that Mashkin is free of Tumah Minat Torah, completely free, which seems to be inconsistent with Rabbi Lezer earlier, who concurs with Rabbi Meir that Mashkin can receive a Tumah Minat Torah. Michael and Meir, what are you going to say? Amar Nachmar Yitzchak Achad. That when Rabbi Lezer followed Rabbi Meir, it was only pertaining to one element of Rabbi Meir's Shita. Right, Rameh said two things. Number one, Mashkin can receive Tumah Minat Torah. Number two, it cannot transmit Minat Torah. So Rabbi Lezer agreed with the second element of Rameh's statement. It can't transmit Minat Torah. But regarding the first one, he disagrees. He holds that even reception of Tumah is only with Rabbanan, and when it comes to the Azorah, the Chacham suspended all Tumahs regarding Mashkin, since it's only with Rabbanan. V'hakadvar of Kamar. How can you say that? The Braisa tells us that Rabbi Meir said one thing, said another thing, and Rabbi Lezer, V'chein hoy Rabbi Lezer, Omer kidvarav, v'kidvarav kamar, the nefishi. It seems that he's concurring with the many things Rabbi Meir said, both elements of his shita, transmission and reception. V'oid v'chein ketari. Furthermore, we have V'chein hoy Rabbi Lezer, Omer kidvarav, which appears that Rabbi Lezer is exactly the same shita as Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Lezer there indicates that Mashkin can be mekabel Tumah Minat Torah, and here, in the most recent Braisa, he seems to say that Mashkin are totally free of the concept of Tumah Minat Torah. Kasha, indeed, we leave it as unresolved Kasha, according to Rav's interpretation. Gufa, so we just learned, regarding the liquids found in the Azorah, which are deemed to be Torah, we have two interpretations of the definition of the word tar. Rav Amar, Dochin Mamish, they're completely tar. They cannot transmit, they cannot receive. Because according to Rav, Tumas Mashkin, the entire concept of Tumas Mashkin, whether reception or transmission, is only in the Rabbanan, that was suspended in the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav Amar Dochein Mamish, Ushmuel Amar No, Dochein Melatame Tumas Achir. They are free from transmitting Tumas to others because that's only in the Rabbanan, and that was suspended in the Beis Hamikdash. Avot Tumas Atzmon Yeshlen. However, they still have the ability to be mekabel to even in the Beis Hamikdash, because that's Minat Torah and that cannot be sidestepped. Explains the Gemara. Rav Amar Dochin Mamash, because he holds, Kasavar, because according to him, Yosef Ben Yezer Ish Shreda holds Tumas Mashkin Durabonon. The entire concept of Tuma involving Mashkin is only Durabonon, Vichigaz Rabonon, Vimashkin Da'amon. And the Rabbanon only applied their Gzera regarding typical liquids, non-based Hamiglish liquids. Or Mashkin basement B'chai like Gazer. But the Mashkin found in the Meis Amit B'chayim Azara, over there did not apply any Tumah. Ushmol Amar, Dochin Melatamit Masachir. When Yosef Ben Ezer spoke about the Mashkin in the Beis Amit B'chay being Tor, he meant pertaining to transmitting the Tumah to others. Aval Tumas Atzman Yeshlam, but certainly they have the ability to receive Tumah. Of course, why? Kasavar Tumas Mashkin Atzman Dairais? Because Yosef Ben Ezer holds that the ability for the Mashkin to receive Tumah is Minat Torah, and that could not have been suspended in the Beis Hamikdash. That's Minat Torah. Letam Achir Durabonon. To transmit Tumah to others, that is Durabonon. And that was suspended in the Beis Hamikdash. V'chigaz Rabbonon, v'mashkin da'ama. Where did the Chacham apply the Gzera only pertaining to typical, normal liquids? V'mashkin basement b'chai le'gazer. But when it comes to the Mashkin and the Beis Hamikdash b'chai, they didn't apply the Gzera. V'chigaz le'gazer Rabbonon. When did they not apply it? Letzmui Achirim, only when it involves transmission to others, because that's when the Rabbanon. Ava Tumas Atzma Yeshlem, but regarding their own Tumah, of course, they still have that ability to be Mekabel Tumah, because that's when the Torah, and that could not have been suspended. So Tumas Atzmon Yeshlem. Okay, so in conclusion, we have several shittas regarding Tumas Mashkin. And it's based on the Pasuk, which says, V'chol Mashke, Ashi Shase V'chol Kli Yitma. Ramea says, this Pasuk indicates that Mashkin have the ability to receive Tumah in Atayra. So la'atzman, it's Tumah. However, la'achir, to transmit to others, min Atayra, that's Torah. Rabbi says, not only la'atzman is Tumah, even la'achirim is Tumah, because the Pasuk is meant to be darshan like this, b'chol kli yitameh, that the Mashkin have the ability to go ahead and be matam, even a kli. Rabbi says, Shimon hold, Tumah's atzman, to receive Tumah, yes, Mashkin have that ability, min Atayra, to transmit to others, well, only to other Eichle, but not to other Mashkin. As Rashi explains, the Gemara later in the Perek will discuss their source. Then we proceeded to Yosef Ben Yezer Ish Tshreda, who tells us that the Mashkin Beis Mitbachaya, found in the specific place in the Azorah, would seem that it applies anyway in the Azorah. So, due to Hefsed Kashin, Chacham suspended the Tumah there. To what extent? Chalek is Rav Shmuel. Rav says, Chacham suspended all Tumah, because he holds that Minat Torah, Mashkin don't even have the concept of Tumah, not for themselves, nor to transmit to others. So, although Minat Rabbanan they do, but in the Beis Hamikdash they suspended that Tumah for concern of Hefsed Kachim. Where Shmuel says that Minat Torah, Mashkin can become Tumah. They cannot transmit Minat Torah. But since they can receive Minat Torah, when the Chacham suspended the Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, it was only regarding transmission, because that's Minat Rabbanan. So that they can suspend, but regarding Tumas Atzmon, which is Minat Torah, that remains in place, since that's a Tumah Minat Torah. Continues the Gemara. Amar le Rav Huna Barchinon lebrei. So Rav Huna Barchinon instructed his son, Ki Ailis lekamed Rav Papa. When you go to Rav Papa, Romile, ask him the following question. Mi Amar Shmuel Dochin. Muletame Tumas Achirim. Is that so? That Shmuel says that the water, the blood in the Azorah is tar from being metame others. It doesn't have the ability to transmit to others. Avo Tumas Atzman Yeshlen, but on their own, they're tame, because Minat Torah they can receive Tumah, and that wasn't tampered with. So they're tame, but we say that even if they touch something else, even if they touched Basar of Kachim, that Basar is fully tar because they can't receive Tumah from Mashkin. Is that the case? Kari Khan, why don't we apply over here the Pasuk? V'habasar ashiyiga v'chol tomei lo yachal. So the basar of kachim, which comes into contact with anything which is tameh, such as this mashkin, which is tameh, can no longer be eaten. So we see that any kachim which touches tuma is disqualified. So likewise, this mashke, which is tummy on its own, if something comes into contact with it, if this kachim touches it, it should become puzzle, it should become tummy. You can't eat it. Second Shmuel say that the mashkin are tummy, but if they touch kachim, if they touch something else, it doesn't affect it. Amar shisha b'redarv idi, we find a precedent to this concept. Midi da'ava arvi b'kodesh. We found a precedent when it comes to revi. When it comes to kachim, we know that things begin by avatuma, touches something, becomes a rishon, and goes down the line to a sheni, touches something, becomes a shlishi, that touches something else, that becomes a revi. So when it comes to kachim, we go all the way down the line to revi l'tuma. Now, what is the halacha of a revi l'tuma? Tuma ends right there. It doesn't carry further. So we see that although it has tuma, it's tummy, it's a revi, but it can't transmit the tumma further. So we have a precedent to this concept. Here as well, when it comes to the mashkin, although it's tummy, but no wonder that it can't be matami something else. It's too weak to transmit tumma. Says, how could you compare maskef l'ravashi, revi b'kodesh l'ikri tummy? In contrast to the revi by kachim, it's not called tummy, it's called pasal. We're going to learn later in the perek. We learn it from a Kavah Chaim that it's disqualified. You're right, it doesn't have the status of tumma. It's a weak type of thing. It's puzzle. So, yeah, it can't transmit to something else. Haikra tummy, but when it comes to the mashkin, we're calling it tummy. The puzzle calls it tummy. B'chol mashkin, asher yishasa b'chol kli, yitma. The mashkin is tummy. How can you say that it ends right there and doesn't impart, doesn't transmit tumma to the piece of basar kodesh which touches it? Kasha, we leave it unresolved. So this now is the second time we leave something unresolved. Here it's on Shmuel, and the previous time it was on Rav. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go back to Machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding Tumas Mashkin. We concluded that according to Rav, Mashkin doesn't have any connection to the concept of Tumah Min HaTorah, not to transmit, nor to even receive Tumah upon itself. Gemara is going to ask a string of kashas on Rav Shita Tashma. The pasuk says, "V'chol mashke, asher yishasa b'chol kli yitma." Clearly telling us that mashke can become tummy. How can Rav say that mashke is totally free of tumah min haTorah? Ma yitma, says the Gemara. What does that mean? Hichshir. It means to say that the oichel. Because the pasuk there speaking about oichel, it begins like this: Mikol oichel asher yochel, any food, asher yovei olav mayim yitma. So food which receives water upon itself became moist. Yitma means that the oichel now can become tummy if it touches something which is tummy because it became hukshar. And then we have the second part of the pasuk: b'chol mashke, asher yishasa b'chol kli. Likewise, this is going to be the interpretation according to Rav: the mashke which is drunk in any kli, which arrived on food and made it hukshel kabal tuma yitma. Now the food has the ability to touch something which is tummy and become tummy. So according to this interpretation, the pasuk is not implying that water, that mashkin, can become tummy. We're speaking about the eichel that received the water and now became susceptible to tuma. Ma yitma hichshir. Hichshir. May reisha the krosh hamasli. We already know that from the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk clearly tells us eichel. Asher yo'achel, asher yova olav mayim, yitma. So we already know the concept from there. Why the repetition? M'reishet dekro shamasle. Mikolo eich asher yo'achel v'chu. Says the Gemara, chad betlushin v'chad v'chubarn. It's speaking about different types of water. The initial part of the pasuk, kolo eich asher yo'achel, asher yova olav mayim, yitma, speaking about water which is still connected to the ground. Whereas the second part of the pasuk, v'chol mashke asher yishasa b'chol kli, speaking of water which is in a kli, and that also has the ability to be machsher l'kavot tuma. Chad v'tlushin, second part of the pasuk is speaking about detached water, it's in a kli, v'chad m'chubarn, and the initial part of the pasuk is speaking about water which is still in ground, that they both have the ability to be machsher food l'kavot tuma. U'tzricha, and they're both necessary. They both carry a chiddush. The yashmina b'tlushin, The Torah would only discuss detached water, which was filled in a pail, which was designated for personal use, because he granted chashivas, he gave them prominence, he designated for personal use, for as that has the ability to be machshir. Aval mechabar in emulei, but perhaps water which is still connected in ground, which he was not yet machshiv, cannot be machshir lekabotum. V'itana mechabar, if the pasuk would only discuss attached in ground water, that it has the ability to be machshir, I would say, well, that also has an advantage. Mishum dekhaimi beduchtai, because they're in their home turf. Chashiva, that gives them chashivas. It's still connected to the ground. And in their makim. Ava tlush neimalei, but water which has been removed from its source, detached, perhaps that no longer has the chashivas. Eimalei, perhaps it cannot be machshir tzrichi. That's why the pasuk finds it necessary to mention both types of water who have the ability to be machshir. Toshma, we have another raya from a pasuk, which would seem to be a kasha to Rav. Rav says that water never is mekabel or transmits tumah, min ha-Torah. The pasuk says, arach mayon, a spring, ubor, mikveh mayim, gathering of water, yetor, which indicates that it's only because it's in ground. It's tor, but if it's already detached, separated from the ground, it can become tumah, which indicates that water has the ability to be mekabel tumah. May yetor mitum asay. The pasuk is not in reference to the water itself being Torah Tomei, rather to a person. If a person who's a Tomei enters in ground water, he becomes tar. That's all the pasuk means. So only if he enters an in-ground pool, he becomes tar. But if he enters a gathering of Mayim Shuvin, of detached water, he goes into a bathtub, that won't be Matirin. Okay, so we have two kashas on Rav, and we answered both. Let's discuss Hechsher for a moment. So you tell me that water, whether it's in ground or separated or detached, filled in a pail, has the ability to be machshir lekabel tuma. Is that so? V'am Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina, didn't Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina tell us? Mashkin beis mitbachayim. The mashkin in the beis mitbachayim in the Azor. Loi dayan shein dochein. Not only are they actually tar and are not susceptible to tuma, ela shein machshir. They cannot even be machshir something the kabotuma. So if that water falls onto food, that food is not yet hushal kabotuma. What does this prove? Apparently, this ability of water to be machshir, this ability of detached water to be machshir, is only the rabbanon. That explains why the chachamim, how the chachamim had the ability to suspend this concept in the Beis Hamikdash. Because should it be min ha-Torah, chacham wouldn't have the power, wouldn't go ahead and remove that din minat in the Beis HaMikdash. So this proves that it's only the Rabbanon. And you just told me that we actually learned it from a pasuk. It says, Martir Gemal Aldam. Let's apply Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's halacha to be referring strictly to the dam, the blood in the Azor. So when he said that the Mashk basement Bachaya cannot be Machshir, he's referring strictly to the dam of the Karbonis. How do we know that the dam of Karbonis does not have the ability to be machshir lekabel tuma because it's dissimilar to water? And something which is going to be machshir has to be similar to water. The dam has to be equated to water. We learn from here that only dam shenishbach kamay machshir. In order for the pasuk they're speaking about during shechita, don't eat the dam and spill it out on the aretz. We learn from there that pertaining to Hechshel Kabel Tumah, the only type of a dam that can be Machshir is if it's similar to water. It's Nishbach Kamayim. It's spilled out on the floor like water, and that excludes the dam of Kachem, which needs to be collected in a kli for the Kabbalah, for the Zrika and Mizbeach. Let's see Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. Tirguma. So let's apply the statement of Rabbi Chanina as pertaining merely to dam. Tirgum alahodik tani ein machshirin ad dam. The mashke basement b'chaya. That dam of the basement b'chaya. B'lo yamayim, it's not referring to water. What's wrong with the dam of kachem? Why can't it be machshir? V'dam kachem rachmona afke. The Torah excluded that dam, the loy lichshir, and did not allow it to be machshir. Because Rav Chiya tells us, we learn from the pasuk, ala oris shpechanu kamayim. So we learn from the dam shenishbach kamayim, says Rashi, dam chulin, non-kachim, She'ein choshen l'kabel b'kli, because we're not too particular about receiving in a kli. Machshe, that can be machshe. This is l'mayim, because it's equated to water, it's just spilled out. Avo dam kochem miskabel b'kli, as opposed to the dam of the karm, which is collected in a kli. V'tzoch menu mizbech, it's needed for the mizbech. V'ein nishpach l'ibud, you don't just spill it out. Kamayim. Eim a machshe, that can't be machshe. Lo yiske shlamayim, that's not connected to mayim. So again, on the last line here, dam shenishpach kamayim, machshe. Continues the Gemara, dam she'ein nishpach kamayim, ein machshe. But otherwise, it's not going to be machshir, something like kabel tumah, and that's not from a pasuk. So it's unrelated to our discussion. We spoke about water. Water certainly is going to be machshir kabel tumah, whether it's still in ground or whether it's separated, it's detached. But when it comes to dam, then we find a distinction between chulin, which is machshir, and kachim, which is not. Continues the Gemara. Maskev lo Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. So he asked the kasha. You're giving me this formula. Dam, which is nishpach kamayim, is machshir. Hari dama tamtzis. What about this secondary dam? So we have the initial spurt of the dam after the shechita, and then we have dama tamtzis, which comes out, it drips out later. That's the nishpach kamayim. That is something which you just spill out, even when it comes to the carbon. You don't hold on to that dam because it's not suitable for zrika. Only the dam hanefesh, the dam which contains the nefesh, is going to be applied to the mizbeach. But the secondary dam which trickles out later, that's nishpach kamayim, ve'inu machshir. And still in all, we learned, Rabbi Sebechnia tells us, that the dam of the Beis HaMitbachayim is not machshir, even though we're speaking about even dam HaTamtzis, which is something nishpach kamayim. So if you tell me that when dam has the element of nishpach kamayim, it has the ability to be machshir, how does this work? How can we say that the dam HaTamtzis is not going to be machshir? Even though it's nishpach kamayim, it's not reserved for the mizbeach. Second, Rishon Chanina tell us that all the dam of the kachim is not machshir, even the dam HaTamtzis, which is spilled out like water. Amalei Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera responded, Hanach le dam HaTamtzis. Leave dam HaTamtzis alone. Dafilu b'chule nami le machshir. Because it's never going to be machshir. Not only by kachim. This type of secondary dam is not really considered, not really classified as true dam. It doesn't contain the nefesh. And it doesn't have the ability to be machshir in any case, whether chulin or kachim. I'm going to see soon why. Kibla minei Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. So Rav Shmuel Bar Ami received the pshat. You heard the pshat from Rav Zera. Why? Why indeed do we exclude this dam HaTamtzis from being machshir l'kabel tumah? Dam Rachmana, because the pasuk says, Rak Chazak, strengthen yourself. The vilti echol adam. To refrain from eating dam. Ki adam hu ha-nefesh. Because the dam is the nefesh. It contains the nefesh of the animal. So we learn from here, only dam sha-nefesh yoytze boy kari dam. The Torah here implies that only true dam, the initial dam, the initial spurt which contains the nefesh, dam sha-nefesh yoytze boy, the initial primary dam with which the nefesh of the animal exits the animal. That is kari dam, that is the true dam. Dam she'ina nefesh yoytze boy ain't a kari dam. However, the secondary dam which trickles out afterwards, with which the nefesh doesn't go out, which doesn't contain the nefesh of the animal, any kari dam doesn't have the status of dam, and therefore doesn't have the ability to be machshir, because machshir l'kabel tumah is strictly if we have the true dam, but not the dam HaTamtzis, which doesn't contain the nefesh. Okay, so in conclusion regarding machshir l'kabel tumah, we know that there's actually a siman that contains the seven primary liquids which have the ability to be machshir. Yad shachatam. So we have yayin, wine. Dalad is dam. Shachat is shin is shemen. Ches is chol of milk. Tes is tal du. And dalad is dvash, honey. And mem is mayim. So if these seven primary liquids come into contact with food, and that is now hukshir l'kabel tumah. We learned that dam kachim is not machshir because it's ein nishpach kamayim, it's received in a kli, reserved for the mizbeach, and therefore is dissimilar to water. And we learned that Dama Tamtzis, that secondary blood, in any case, whether Chulin or Kachim, is not going to be Machshir because it's not Dama Nefesh, and it's not really classified as the true Dam. When it comes to Mayim, we learned from a Pasuk, whether it's Tullish or Mechuber, it will be Machshir L'Kabotum. Continues the Gemara with another list of Kashis on Rav. Rav was the one who told us that Mashkin are free, completely free of Tumah, Minatur, whether to receive Tumah, whether to impart Tumah to others. I'm going to have a list of kashas. Tashma. Dam shenitma uzrakai. If we have the dam of the carbon which became Tumah, and he applied it to the Mizbech, he did Zrika. Bishoygeg Hurtza. If it was done inadvertently, Hurtza, then the carbon is received and is kasha. Bimezid. If it was done deliberately, like Hurtza, it doesn't work. The carbon was not Hurtza, was not accepted by Hashem. And the Gemara and elsewhere discusses the reason for this. But what pertains to us is that apparently Dam can become Tame. It's pretty clear that Dam has the ability to be Tame. There's a Kashan Rav. Says one with the Rabbanon. Minat Torah, true. Dam cannot become Tame. The Brisa here is referring to Tumah Rabbanon. Now, although Rav maintains that according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehezer is trader, since Dam is free from Tumah, completely free Minat Torah, and it's only the Rabban that can be Tumah, that's why the Chacham suspended the entire concept of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's his Shita. But this Braisa reflects an opinion of a different Tana, Udaloi ke Rabbi Yosef ben Yehezer is trader. This Braisa is in disagreement with him and holds that, although it's only the Rabban, they did not suspend that Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Toshma, we have another right from another Braisa that seems to say that Dam can become Tame. And Mashkin have the ability to become Tumah in HaTorah. Alma Tzitz Meratz. We learned that the Tzitz, the plate placed on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, it accommodated for some deficiencies in the carbon. It was Meratz. It remedied the carbon and allowed to be accepted by Hashem. Alma Tzitz Meratz. What type of deficiency would the Tzitz apply that remedy? Al hadam, v'al basar, v'al chelav, whether it's dam, basar, or fat of the carbon. Shenitma, that became tummy. Bein b'shoigig, bein mezid. Bein b'onis, bein merotzen. It's irrelevant how it happened. Whether shoigig, mezid, whether inadvertently, deliberately, unknowingly, knowingly. Bein b'yachad, bein metzibah, whether it was a carbon yachad, carbon metzibah, the tzitz is merotz. Apparently, dam can become tummy. So the moment of Rabbanon. Once again, we're speaking within the context of the Rabbanon, but certainly in the Torah, Rav is correct that Mashkin cannot become Tummy. And again, Udaloi, Ki Yosef, Ben Yezish, Trader, apparently this Braisa, that holds that the Mashkin can become Tummy even in the Beis HaMikdash, is unlike Rabbi Yosef, Ben Yezish, Trader, Shita, who maintains that Ham suspended this whole concept in the Beis HaMikdash. Tashma, we have another Raya. Venosa Aaron, Nesabayna Kashim, Aaron would carry the Avoy, the deficiency of Kachim, and provide remedy. Now, which Avoy, which transgression are we speaking about? Which one in particular? Im Avoy Pigel. Are we speaking about a deficiency related to Pigel? So Rashi explains that we're speaking that the Kohen, when he did the Avoidah, he had something wrong in mind. He intended on eating the carbon outside of the Mokim, the prescribed area. So is it that deficiency that Aaron HaKohen will cover for? It can't be. The pasuk says it won't be accepted by Hashem. There's no way out. There's no way to remedy. Are we speaking about that the Kohen had a machshava to eat the carbon beyond his man achila and invalidate the carbon in that manner? And that's what Aaron is going to cover for. The carbon won't be reckoned with. There's no remedy. Apparently, Aaron HaKohen will carry el avoin tumah. It's going to be the deficiency of Tumah that he will cover for. Shehutra Michlala B'tzibur. Because Tumah has a leniency. In a carbon tzibur, we can be makir even when it's tummy. So we see that Tumah is a more lenient form of deficiency, and when the carbon becomes tummy, Aaron HaKohen with his tzitz on his forehead will be meratza, will serve to remedy that carbon. Okay, so speaking of Tumah, my love tumas dam. Perhaps we're speaking about that the dam becomes tamei. Why? Explains Rashi, because ritzoi, this acceptance by Hashem, seems to be referring to the part of the carbon which is vital for the success of the carbon, which is generally referred to as the dam of the carbon, which is the crucial element of the carbon that generates the kapara. And over here we require ritzoi for the kapara, for the dam. Apparently the dam became tamei. So we see from here that dam mashkin can become tamei. There's a kasha to Rav. Omar papaloi tumas kumatzim. We're not speaking about the dam, rather the koimetz, the scoop, and the koin scoops out of the mincha, which is similar to the concept of dam by a carbon. Just as the dam by the carbon is mechaper on the carbon, the kmitza from the mincha is put on the mizbeach, and that serves to be mechaper, the bring the kapara for the mincha. So that's what happened. That koimetz became tamei. And that's what Aaron HaKohen will carry. He will remedy that deficiency. But certainly when it comes to dam, there's no tumah at all by dam. Minatur. Toshma, one final raya. This is a pasuk in Chagai. So Chagai Hanavi, he was testing the Kehanim. Right when they returned to the Beis HaMidrash, the second Beis HaMidrash after a long golus, he wanted to query them, wanted to see if they knew the halachas of tumah v'tahara. So he posed the following riddle. He said, "Hey, Niyisa ish basar kodesh b'knaf bigdei." What would happen in the following scenario? A person is holding on to basar kodesh. Rashi says, actually, it's a euphemism. It's not very kodesh. It's actually a sheretz, a dead sheretz. So this fellow is holding on to a sheretz b'knaf bigdei, using the corner of his baggage. He's holding on to a sheretz. And what does he do with that sheretz? V'naga b'kanfei lechem. And he comes into contact with lechem. So the sheretz is what? An avatum. Now that he touched the lechem, becomes a rishon. That lechem in turn came into contact with ve'el hanozet, and this is on this dish. So it touched this dish, ve'el hayayin, and then that dish, which is a shein l'tumah, proceeded to touch yayin, making that a shlishi. The yayin proceeded to touch ve'el shem, an oil. And now we have the final stage of tumah, a revi'il kodesh, a revi'il tumah. So he wanted to know, is that final thing, that shemen, is it kaddish, meaning is it tummy? Vayano kahana v'yom eloi. No, they respond, no, certainly not. V'marav ishtabish kahani. The kahana were off. They were mistaken. They didn't realize that there's such a thing as a revealer to my kaddish. Okay, so that was the price. Says the Gemara, apparently, wine, oil, even in the Beis HaMikdash, we're tummy minat Torah. There's a pasuk in Ksubim, right? So it's a raya that these things can become tummy minat Torah. Now, even if let's say you say that it's only midrabanan, but it's still kashan Rav, because didn't Rav tell us that Chacham suspended the tumah midrabanan anyway in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That was the edus of Yosef ben Yezir Shtreida, that mashka base mitbachai is dochen, is completely tar. So why do we find that there's a tumah applied to the yayin and the shemen and the Beis HaMikdash? Answers the Gemara. It's unrelated. Midi hutam el Rav. This kasha that we're asking is concerning Rav's shita. Rav mashka base mitbachai etani, with a tes, base hamitbachai, the butcher area of the Azorah. Rav presented the halacha as applying to the base mitbachai. Yeah, over there it's tar. The water, the dam, aval mashke, base mitbachai, metame. But certainly the mashkin of the mid, what's mitbachai? Lashon mizbeach. The liquids reserved for the mizbeach. The shemen, the yayin, which is meant to be used for the mizbeach, a carbon. There's no allowance there, no suspension of the halachas of tumah there. He wasn't referring to this type of liquids. Tomorrow soon we'll go into it, all the different halachas, mitbachai, we'll discuss it in the next Daf Ezes Hashem. But if there's a distinction between the mitbachai, which include the dam and the mayim, which are certainly Torah according to Rav, as opposed to the other liquids in the base of Midrash, the yayin and the shemen, which can become tamei midrabanan, then there's no kasha from this pasuk on Rav. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We discuss Tumas Mashkin, which is based on a pasuk, which says v'chol mashke ashi yishose b'chol kli yitmo. We have four shittas. Rameya says, we learn from this pasuk that the mashke can become tamei yitmo. So in our Torah, they have Tumas Atzma, they can receive Tuma, but they cannot transmit Tuma to others. The pasuk is speaking about yitmo. It in itself will become tamei, but to transmit to others, it's only midrabanan. So the Braisa tells us if there's a suffix involving Tuma, well, it depends. If it involves a din Torah, such as the question whether the mashkin have received Tuma, then we have to go to Chumrah, and it's tamei. If it involves transmission to others, which is only midrabanan, then the suffix is lekula. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in both directions, it's tamei min haTorah. He learns the pasuk, Ashi yishasa b'chol kli yitami, that the mashkim have the ability to be tami even a kli min haTorah. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon say, to be makabel tuma, yeah, that's min haTorah. To transmit, depends. Foodstuffs to oichlim, it is mitami min haTorah. But to give over tuma to a kli, that it can't do min haTorah. We proceed, it was Yosef ben Yeezer ish tzreda who told us two things. He spoke about this grasshopper, which is mutar b'achila, and also that the mashkin of the base mit b'chaya, in the base mit b'chaya, in the butcher area, in the azor, where they would rinse and dissect the karbanos, the water, the dam contained therein was tar. Rashi explains, we're concerned about hefsed kachim. So Chacham suspended the tumah midrabanan in that area. But machlekes, to what extent they suspended? According to Rav, it is completely tar there because he holds that mashkin never have the ability to either become tamei or to transmit tumah. It's only midrabanan, and that was suspended in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel holds, no, not to that extent, because mashkin received tumah min haTorah. That could not have been tampered with in the Beis HaMikdash. That remains intact. The transmission is only midrabanan, and therefore in the Beis HaMikdash that was suspended. We proceeded with the concept of machshel kabel tumah. So any one of these seven primary liquids, which are hinted in the words Yad Shach Adam, falls onto food, that food is now Hushal Kabbal Tumah. However, when it comes to Dam of Karbonis, that can't be Machshel because it's not Nishbach Kamayim, therefore it's dissimilar to water. It's meant to be collected in the Kli, placed in the Mizbeach. We learned that Dam Atamtis, that secondary Dam, which doesn't contain the Nefesh, cannot be Machshel because only if it's Dam HaNefesh is it really considered true Dam and can be Machshel. And we learned that when it comes to water, whether it's detached, or whether it's mechubar to the ground, it can be machshel kabel tumah. And actually, Rav learned that from the pasuk, which begins by describing water in groundwater, and concludes by describing collected water. The Gemara tells us the pasuk needs to mention both, because each one has a respective chiddush. Perhaps in ground is mochashev, and perhaps detached, which has been designated for personal use, is mochashev. So perhaps I would think that only one can be machshel, not the other. That's why the pasuk needs to describe both of them, all types of water, whether in ground or Talush can be machshel kabel tumah.